Well, Nicole, today a judge delayed the public release of the footage from four body camera and a police dash cam capturing the moments Pasquotank County Sheriff deputies shot and killed Andrew Brown Jr. Attorneys for Brown's family say they're highly disappointed in the decision. A North Carolina law went into effect back in 2016 that allows law enforcement to privately show body camera video to a victim's family, but requires a court to approve public release. So far, Brown's family and attorneys, as you said, have only been able to view a 20-second redacted clip, which they say shows an execution. But District Attorney Andrew Womble says Brown hit deputies with his car before they started shooting. And he also says that that clip wasn't cut. It showed the entirety of the incident. Now, the judge gave the county 10 days to show Brown's son and an attorney the full clip, but is allowing it to be edited and remove identifying features of the deputies involved. Today in court, he said once the state finishes their investigation, then within that 30 days, he will allow the video then to be released to the public. Sheriff Tommy Wooten with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office says if it was up to him, he would have released the full video as soon as investigators allowed. Brown was killed last Wednesday while deputies were trying to serve a search and arrest warrant to the 42-year-old father of seven. In the days since, protests in the small Eastern Carolina town of Elizabeth City with calls mounting to release the videos. This is what the judge had to say in court about why he was waiting at least 30 days.
Number six, that the release would create a serious threat to the fair, impartial, and orderly administration of justice.
Now, we have seen protests here overnight. There were arrests, several arrests, as the mayor declared a state of emergency and enacted an overnight curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and that curfew is set to last indefinitely. But today, though, there were more peaceful protests. A diverse group of clergy marched to the scene of that shooting. At the scene, they had a sermon. And then, of course, the funeral for Andrew Brown Jr. is coming up this Monday. Reporting here in Elizabeth City, Janelle Fort, News Nation.